No, I mean, I've done it before. It's expected. I've talked to other people who've had a similar injury, so I kind of know what to expect. So, yeah, just got to kind of roll with the up and downs, I guess.
After the season that you've had, the team's done very well, but you've been through some injuries. How much are you looking forward to getting out there for this playoff series?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of been looking forward to it, especially the last couple weeks or so once we knew we were in. Yeah, I mean, this is why you play. So I think everybody's pretty excited to get things started.
You've experienced the whiteout before, one time, a couple of games. So what does that mean when you're on the ice? Do you guys notice it? What kind of an effect does it have?
I don't know. I mean, you definitely notice it. I guess for me, I try to kind of block out everything as much as I can and just play a game of hockey that you always play. It's a little faster, a little more intense. I think that's more of the things that I personally worry about, and not worry about, but focus in on and think about. The atmosphere is always fun, and that's, I guess, a little extra on top of you already being a little excited, I guess.
You look at their top six. You and Josh are obviously going to get a lot of looks from those players. What's the key to having success defensively in your mind?
I mean, we played against them a lot over the last couple of years, so pick up on a lot of the tendencies that you know that they have. They got some big skilled guys that can work the puck along the walls. A lot of hard workers. They go to the net and they throw pucks to the net and battle hard. So do what you can to clear out the front of the net and make space for Bucky to make the save, and just play hockey. I mean, it's not you're not reinventing the wheel here. You're just playing the game.
Jacob, when you sort of got that tweak, I guess, in practice last week, in your mind right off the hop, was that just a normal part of the process, or were you a little concerned about that you'd done something maybe serious to that?
No, I mean, I've done it before coming back, so I think it was more just a normal thing you go through, and I'm sure it's going to happen again, and I expect it to happen again, and just prepare for it, and be ready to play with it however it is.
And a ton of playoff experience in terms of Stanley Cup playoff experience in this team, but as so many of you have played in big games on big stages before, can that help?
Yeah, I mean, it's not obviously... I don't think it's overrated, but I also, I mean, it's the same team that's played all the games this year, and it is just a hockey game. I mean, we've played in big games, whether it's in the playoffs or elsewhere in tournaments and whatnot. So, I mean, everyone has experience of playing in an elevated game, and you kind of know what to expect. But, yeah, I mean, experience is important, but I think we're a good hockey team, and we know that.
And, Jacob, just on that, but being without Toby Enstrom, Dmitry Kulikov to start game one, any concerns at all, or do you feel you guys have the depth here that you can absolutely cover for that?
I think we've shown all year that we've had a pretty good depth, especially on the back end. We have guys that can come in. Even when Joe came in, he's stepped in and done extremely well. So, I mean, we're going to miss him, that's for sure, but I wouldn't say we're overly concerned or worried. We have guys that can play the position.